varying amounts and combinations, your 12th universe is a potpourri. It is all here from those trillions of years of learning and growth that has already transpired before time was. Your 12th universe is the largest of all that has preceded you. It has the greatest variety of learning possibilities to use, and the most tremendous opportunity to learn from past mistakes and past glories. All strengths and weaknesses of these past experiences are available to you. Then you must choose wisely in your universe and competently amalgamate or synthesize the best of it all, denying that ill-fated mechanization which manifested so widely and destructively in the 11th universe. You, as humanity, must focus more clearly on love than ever before if you wish to return to God purified of violence. For return is scheduled, soon, but only the loving ones can proceed. Now, are you interested to learn what your own universe's history has been over these past millions of years? Especially the 8 million years as it applies to the planet you live upon? Then let us pause a moment, together, in the Creator's love, and ponder what has been shared. I wish to speak about your own solar system which is in the 12th universe, and about your so-called space programs. You might ask your scientists who send astronauts and instruments looking for other life to expand their own consciousness and stop wasting so much money looking for things in the third dimensional world. Most life on the other planets operates in the etheric levels of the fourth dimension and beyond. That which does not would not wish your warlike attitudes to locate them anyway. So, your three-dimensional eyes and instruments are blind. You are like a person standing in a brightly lit room with blindfolds on. So do not be surprised that you do not find life as you know it on the planets in your own solar system. You look in the wrong place out of ignorance. The very fact that you are spiritually blind means that your adventures in space will leave you more perplexed than satisfied. When your own consciousness advances into fourth-dimensional realities, you will see many others, including those of us who are awaiting the reversal of your amnesia. Yes, spiritual amnesia is what you have, and looking for other physical life while in this state means certain defeat because of the way you establish your space projects. I have admonished you as a group not to take violence or weaponry of any kind into space, but it is permitted to pursue totally peaceful research projects of a truly reverent or scientific nature. However, unless you are wise enough to select a captain and crew with several clairvoyants among them, do not expect to see other life. Sad to relate, your Earth citizens are nearly the lowest form of consciousness in the known solar system at this time, which is why the Earth is being bombarded with the high frequency of light vibrations in hope of awakening a sleeping race. All of heaven in its multidimensional reality is presently involved in an enormous expenditure of energy that you are incapable of grasping, and apparently, for the most part, of even appreciating. Nonetheless, we will continue to follow God's decree to assist all who will awaken during this 18-month special grace period which began on August 1, 1985. That is why I have said, and will repeat again and again, that time is critical to you. For these additional energies of love and power that come to you represent one of the greatest commitments that millions of us beyond your sight are giving. They are the same type of consciousness acceleration that your so-called Renaissance times in Europe and the other golden ages of wisdom in the Orient and elsewhere represent, only multiplied by a much higher factor. The fact that most people are not even vaguely aware of this energy tells us you are more limited and unaware than we knew. Yet we have made a promise which will be kept so that none will be lost who chooses to awaken. Be advised that the increase in energies to your planet has already changed those who are alert and cooperating with us, so that the aware ones are slightly over halfway between the third and fourth dimensions, that is, about an average of 3.6 out of 4.0. By the time our spiritual infusion is over, the light workers will be growing close to fourth dimensional consciousness. The many others who wait to awaken until later in this century probably cannot do so without pain and suffering. The longer the personality resists its awakening, the more profound the experiences the soul must bring to ignite awareness. For some people this may be very intense. Therefore, choose now and avoid a need for this unpleasantness later on. Your soul will probably put your personality to the test of self-mastery, for it was this achievement you desired. Those who have been meditating and can now receive other dimensional telepathic contact from us may already have surpassed the 4.0 figure I have shared. For it is during your daily meditation periods that you bring the cleansing of limited thoughts and open yourself to the broader, more universal content of all that God is. For what God is, you are becoming, though it is shadowed in the darkness and ignorance of illusion. This is your opportunity for transformation. If you could receive $1 trillion and every other wish of your personality's earthly desires, I tell you that the gift of God's energy at this time greatly surpasses it all. Not that you should not have money for food and things that represent God's abundance, but if you make of them your full-time pursuit and give only attention to the material things in unreasonable proportion, then you deal in idols of a false reality. So have a life of the material things to meet your basic needs, and then share your wealth, however large or small it may be. For as you give to others from the resources God has shared with you, the true prosperity of soul comes. As you have been told, at the time you call death, when you ascend in your spiritual body, the contents of your mind, feelings and heart leave the body in an identity form of light or vibration. Hopefully, you will have conquered all bodily pursuits of the usual list you have heard before: lust, all addictions, gluttony, and greed in all its forms, for without a body to express them in, you will be left with a mind full of thoughts that bring no joy, especially as you have no physical flesh through which to enjoy them. Many are the prayers that come to us saying, "Father, give me this, or that, or something else." Make every effort to have your mental belief and emotional experiences cleansed enough so that the barriers to having your good are removed. Yet the greatest gift to have, and the greatest prayer to speak, is merely to accept all that has already been given every child of God. And in there you become a vessel of acceptance to the perfect things your soul would direct to you. Most of which, incidentally, are not at all what you think you want and need. So ask for all that has already been given and cleanse yourself from the false belief that keeps it from you. Then shall you know heaven on earth, even as you rise in consciousness to the greater state of God awareness, which is the one and only true need of humanity. It is so simple, but few will hear it, few will respond. Still we remain stalwart in giving you what God has already granted through our own love, and compassion, and willingness to serve. Will you, in return, follow this example here on Mother Earth, which so desperately needs your support and where humanity so urgently needs to awaken? We of heaven ask for your support and assistance as we shepherd humanity into the golden age. We truly do need that core of love, that group of golden age apostles, disciples and believers. I have spoken of that new age, but let me give you an outline of what it means to earth and life upon it. The golden, or Aquarian, age is a time of energy change and uplifting for all of humanity. It is a time when the things formerly invisible are made real to you. It is a time of joining heaven and earth together in open communication and cooperation. Therefore, it is a time when your usual, or limiting, habits must change, because the structure of consciousness itself is changing and due with it. It is also an opportunity to recognize and become, in the fullest measure, the higher or soul self while living in matter and physical form. Each person must build a bridge of energy between the personality and the soul self to achieve this. For this is the time for alignment of the lowest and the highest into one motive and one action. Love. It is nothing less than an integration in which the wisest aspect of soul becomes the director and leads the way, 65, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance, as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remarks I have made? Let every doubting heart open wide to acknowledge that your parent exists, for those who persist in denying this indescribable first cause deny their own identity, and through free will they will be deeply wounded by false choosing. Again, hear what I say. In denying God's origin you deny your own. This is what causes the mortal error leading to spiritual retardation. You either live within the love that God extends or by your denial move outside of that immense love, and not just for these few years you call life. Whether you like it or not, God allows each soul its own choice, because to have a heaven, each must agree and wish to be there. Only on earth is there this broad range of experiences as in a training school of multiple attitudes and negative dispositions. Here you have various educational and military training centers where the person enlists or attends and then learns a certain curriculum leading to advancement and positions of responsibility. I pray you understand that this pattern of choice on earth was given to teach you only love and devotion. However, in those separate universes, both the males or females could independently reproduce offspring with the breath, even as God ordained it, and needed not a sexual, physical counterpart. This is a spiritual dimension strange to your own body limitations, I realize, but it is nonetheless true. Those who have difficulty with the so-called virgin birth may see it now in a new light. The fourth universe was created following the experience in which the male and female principles were separated from each other. They were recombined in the fourth universe since love and power should be together and not kept apart. This is a soul essence and quality that I speak about, not your dense physical flesh which came eons later after the other universes were completed. Then they were made by the father/mother's breath, even as the first four universes came forth, a series of specialized planets where particular qualities or functions were stressed in both the male and female beings. In the fifth universe was developed the power of mind thought, which is different from intellect. Let me clarify that in God all are of one mind and are whole. When spirit leaves God's mind to experience life in matter worlds, it then has separated minds capable of individual soul experience. Yet this entire universe kept one primary, unified thought, or intention, to love God, paramount, even though the souls were separated. By your standards this was miraculous. In humans, then, you need a love purpose to direct energy into thought, or you will misuse it. A thought is energy moving its intention into reality. A thought is alive. God's thought is energy in a single focused creation. It does not analyze or break things down into separate parts as does human intellect. On earth many of your technologists have great intellects, but not wholesome minds. Mind requires a heart's love for wholeness.